two main issues. I think competition for water resources are strengthening and they may generate conflict. And this is a big issue. And to address competition for water resources, it's necessary to have a better water governance system that guarantee access to water resources with fairness approaches, accountability, management, and monitoring of water resources. Another big issue is the threat to ecosystem services. Ecosystem services are very important for the maintenance of water resources, like conserving natural forests. It's not about the quantity, but about the quality of water.
Do you think these issues are getting enough attention?
Unfortunately, no. And that's the reason why FAO decided to engage further in water issues. Agriculture is responsible for 70% of the use of the water in the planet. So more efficient water use in agriculture is a fundamental move to improve management of water resources, but also to improve water governance as a whole.
Which are the most vulnerable regions when it comes to these issues?
All regions in the world have water issues. It's difficult to say that there is one or the other that are better off or worse off. But if we look at water in agriculture, then I would say that Africa has most pressing needs because Africa has the least water use efficiency that we have seen comparing to other regions. And that's mostly because of infrastructure that's not there available. For you to have an idea, Africa uses only 7% of their water resources. And to increase food production, they need to increase the availability and the accessibility for water in a fair manner. Only 4% of the agricultural land in Africa is irrigated. You can imagine the difference that it would make if we could just double this proportion. So the opportunities for us to work in water in agriculture in Africa are enormous. Furthermore, Africa is more likely to suffer from the climate change effects on droughts and floods, especially on the water scarce areas, because in various regions, North Africa, in Southern Africa, and East Africa are severely affected, also in West Africa, severely affected by water scarcity. And the variations in climate will cause strengthening their problems. So these are opportunities that we have to look at to address the issues before they become too serious.
And this week, what is FAO bringing to the table?
We decided to make a bold move on water scarcity issues, especially to deal with adaptation for agriculture. And FAO is organizing the launching of a new global initiative, which we call a Global Framework for Action in a Changing Climate, to cope with water scarcity in agriculture. This new global framework, we intend to launch it during the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change Conference of the Parties, COP22, that will be held in Marrakesh in November this year. We are advancing the discussion here during the World Water Week, and we have a special side event where we are going to present this to partners. Why here? Because here we can expose our ideas and get the feedback and hopefully get the buy-in of partners, of countries, of interested beneficiaries, interested donors, because it's all about moving ideas and knowledge around activities or actions that will make the difference on the ground.
What do you hope will come from the conference this week?
Well, I think the momentum is very good. The meeting is going to give us the opportunity to address the key issues that are coming up, especially those related to climate change, which are likely to affect a lot the availability of water resources, especially in water scarcity countries. So our expectation would be that we would have an agenda for action. I particularly would expect that partners would buy in, would engage with us, and we would join efforts in Morocco and beyond in support of member countries in the regions of the world that are suffering already with water scarcity and are likely to suffer more in the future. We would be expecting a lot of debates, especially to share the knowledge that is already out there, to know about innovations, because technology is all about how to do it in an integrated way and not on a specific way. It's not a question of solving only the water supply, but solving the water supply in a way that is energy efficient and sustain food production in a long term. So we are looking at what we call the nexus approach of energy, water, and food towards sustainable agriculture. The whole point is to have sustainability in food production in a long-term basis. This is what we are targeting here.